Waves of light precipitation will be moving across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and neighboring areas of Canada's prairies as we go forward through the next 4 or 5 days, and then it's going to turn much colder. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Today's temperatures will not be bad across the majority of the region. We'll look for highs running in the 40s and 50s, and there might even be some 60-degree temperatures in central and western parts of South Dakota. A very nice day indeed. And it looks like tomorrow will be cooling down. In the northwest half of the region will likely see in 30s and lower 40s. Will still be pleasant though in central Minnesota through South Dakota and southward, where 40 and 50 degree temperatures will continue. I make it sound like the 30s are bad for this time of the year, and they aren't. It's still warmer than normal, so it's a pleasant day for tomorrow as well, just not as balmy as it will be today. Sunday we'll look for 30s and 40s across the majority of the northern plains and upper Midwest. There'll be a few upper 20s in the northern parts of the Red River Valley area. And we'll look for the temperatures on Monday to start cooling way out to the west in Montana. But we'll still have a good day from the majority of our region with 30s and 40s likely as we go through that afternoon. On Tuesday, the colder air from Montana will begin to push more deeply across the Dakotas, and highs will be mostly in the 20s on Tuesday of next week with some teens in the western parts of the Dakotas. And then Wednesday, all of our listening area, the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, will be seeing temperatures in the teens and lower 20s. And that will probably continue as we get into Thursday of next week, although that's a long time out in the forecast. The nighttime lows are going to drop off too, and that's not going to be all that wonderful. We do expect 20 and 30 degree readings to occur tomorrow morning. In contrast to that, by the time we get out towards the middle part of next week, we'll be looking at negative and positive single digits across the majority of the region. Well, the precipitation prospects are not so bad. If you're still going to be planning on traveling this holiday weekend, you would probably not have to worry too much about the weather. We do not expect to see any kind of significant precipitation between now and Sunday night. There will be a frontal system, though, coming across the region late Sunday going into Monday, and it will set off a little bit of light snow in the western part of North Dakota during Sunday afternoon. As we go from Sunday afternoon into Sunday night and early Monday morning, the frontal boundary will go ahead and work its way through the rest of the region. A few areas of light snow will be possible, but none of it's going to accumulate very well at all. All of the action is going to be up in Canada, but things will change a little bit as we get out a little bit later into next week. We'll likely see some significant snow occur across parts of the region as the colder air works its way into the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.